درهم إن كان له عمل صالح أخذ منه بقدر مظلمته. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that any person that has oppressed or done wrong to anybody in any way with respect to the person's honor or with respect to anything, then he should rectify it, he should correct it, he should make up for it now before a day comes when the dinar and the dirham will have no benefit to him. It won't benefit anybody. In other words, the value of the dinar and the dirham is restricted to this dunya. A person can benefit from it so long as he's here in this world, because this is the mal of this world. Lama Shami mentions that al-muradu bil mal, what is meant by the meaning of mal is ma yamilu ilayhi at-tab wa yumkinu iddikharuhu liwaqti al-haja, what the heart is desiring, what it desires, and what a person can store for the time of need. On the day of Qiyamah, there'll be no desire at all for any wealth. Wealth will have absolutely no value. In fact, the value for wealth will finish the moment a person's eyes close. Immediately he'll realize that the dinar and the dirham and the investments and the properties, if it was not used for the correct purposes, it was not invested so a person can earn income in the akhirat, then he'll realize that was all a doka. It was something that a person wasted his time and effort and energies for. So there isn't any greater time of haja than the time of the akhirat. So therefore an intelligent person is one who uses these things for that waqt of haja, for that time of the akhirat. And Allah Pak has made the mal of the akhirat amal. So at that time, when a person is on the plane, Rasulullah SAW explained in such a beautiful hadith that he should try and rectify everything here, because when he's there at that time, now he'll have to pay with the mal of akhirat, which is amal. And when he has to pay, remember something, that the person he has to pay in this world, there's still chance that he'll get more. He pays, he gets more, he earns more, etc. But in akhirat, there isn't such a thing as more supply. So the demand will be very heavy, but no supply. And we know in this world with the supply and demand, take example of Hajj, person tries to book a room in Makkah Sharif in the days of Hajj, very, very hard to get a room in Makkah Sharif, days of Hajj, because the demand is so high. And the supply is limited, but they still supply. But after the days of Hajj, very easily a person, very cheap, he can get in Makkah Sharif, he can get a room. Because the supply has dropped, and sorry, the demand has dropped and the supply is still there. But in akhirah there will be demand for amal, there will be such a demand, but there will be no supply. Because there is nobody to read Isale Sawab in the dunya for the person at that time. So there is no family or children. But whatever a man had taken at that time, now that's what he'll have in front of him, it will be present, and that will be his mal. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is just giving us an indication that the dinar and dirham, nothing, it have no value, but this amal will be such heavy demand on that day. The value will be skyrocketing, the value of one neki will be so high. But if a person doesn't make up with something that has inferior value in this world, then on the day of Qiyamah, with that high value amal, he'll have to make up for what wrong he did. So then Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned in his hadith that if a person has good deeds, these good deeds will be taken away in favor of that person who he had wronged. And وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ حَسَنَاتْ أُخِذَ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ صَاحِبِهِ فَحُمِلَ عَلَيْهِ. And then if this person is not left, imagine he's left without anything. This world, we all feel sorry, we see refugees, we see people without homes, without houses, without wealth, everyone feels sorry for that person. On the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah is saying that this person, if he's got nothing with him, not even one good deed to his credit, then what will happen is the sins of that person that he has wronged will come into his account. So in other words, he'll go right down. He'll go into a liquidation situation as we would know it. This person will be completely insolvent, and not only that, now he'll be taking the debts of others on his head. Can you imagine what a situation that is? Therefore this hadith is such a beautiful hadith. Whatever wrong a person has done, he should try and rectify it in this dunya before that day comes when the most valuable asset he's ever possessed in his life, he's ever had, that will be taken away from him. Today's hadith, an Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi, wal-Muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu anhu, muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a Muslim means a true Muslim is one from whose tongue and hands other Muslims are safe from. We find that today that this hadith is so applicable. It may have been, obviously hadith is applicable all the time, but in our zamana, that these two things are harming so many people, so many families, so much of conflict is arising just because of these two things. That a person is not controlling his tongue, he is not controlling his hands, and because of that, so many people are harmed. One is what is literally meant by this hadith, a person is not controlling his tongue. But then there is another tongue, the tongue of social media, the tongue of the pen, and now it's the tongue also of the electronic age, the emails, the social media, the Facebook pages. A person just receives a message about somebody, immediately he forwards it to 1,000 people. Those 1,000 people forward it to another 1,000 people. So yeah, it is the tongue and the hands that are harming somebody, verbally abuses somebody. Yeah, with his hands also he is forwarding those messages, he's sending it, and he's causing so much of harm. So here Rasulullah is saying a true Muslim is one who everyone is safe from him. As far as his tongue is concerned, as far as his hands are concerned, everyone is safe, they're comfortable, they're happy to be in this person's company, because they know they are completely safe. And just one look that ulama pull out from here is why lisan is mentioned before yad. It's because very often you find that the tongue is the first thing that comes into operation to harm somebody. When a person is in a situation, conflict situation, first he verbally abuses, he swears, he shouts, he says bad things against the person. And now the thing gets hotter and hotter and hotter, eventually it breaks out into fist fighting. Eventually it becomes the hands. So here Rasulullah is saying that a person's tongue first, and then his hands, other people are safe from. And then the last part of the hadith, Rasulullah says that a muhajir, a person who leaves his town, muhajir means that person who leaves due to some trials and tribulations, his deen is being affected, now he has to leave his place of residence and move to another place where it is safer for him. So he leaves that country or that city and he goes to another place where it is safer for him to practice his deen, or for his dunya that was at stake. So for these two things he leaves and he moves. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that true hijrat, obviously after the asal hijrat which sahaba made from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that this is one type of hijrat, that is the asal hijrat, but this is one type of hijrat where a person, he moves away from whatever Allah Pak has prohibited. Anything that is haram for him to practice upon, anything that is not permissible for him to do, he leaves that out, he stays away, he moves away. In other words, he takes himself and he moves away from that. That is a muhajir also. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of practicing on what has been said, being very careful of controlling these two things, very, very serious things, the tongue and the hands. Many people have been harmed and many people have got najat just because of this. Like the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man samata najat, that person who keeps quiet, then he will be successful. What is meant is that he'll save himself and he'll save so many other people from harm, and through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him. Obviously if a person has got something to contribute positively, constructively towards the community and towards the people at large, then he should remain silent at that particular moment. That particular which is good for him to speak. But where a person doesn't have anything good to seek, the better thing for him to do is remain silent. There's a lot that can be achieved by even remaining silent. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Today is Friday. We know that it is encouraged to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should try and increase upon that. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.